Joining me live in studio for his monthly report from the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, that's Sheriff Shane Johnson. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
All your patrol vehicles start up when it's 25 below, yeah, I take it.
We're just like anybody else. Sometimes we got to coax them a little. It's cold.
Just a little bit. Appreciate you coming in studio as always. Last time we had you in, you'd mentioned to me that you had some work happening with some storage unit burglaries, and then shortly after that a couple of arrests were made, some two people from the eastern Idaho area. Let's go back to the beginning of this case and walk us through how it developed and what led to those arrests.
Yeah, we had a rash of burglaries in storage units, as well as some surrounding counties that had them as well, and some good work by our detective and Jody Gardner and some of our deputies that were able to tracked down some suspects, did some search warrants over in the Swan Valley area, and recovered a lot of property, and we ended up charging two individuals with those burglaries. So recovered a lot of property. We've been able to return some of that. We have others that we're still looking for, other property we're still looking for victims on. So
all right. So it was Cody Carlisle, Marissa France, both of them from Irwin, Idaho, and they were actually picked up in Idaho, right? And so they're still in Bonneville County right now?
Yeah, so Carlisle was picked up. They were both arrested that day of the search warrants on local charges in Idaho. And then we filed and got warrants for both of them. By the time we got the warrants, France was out of jail, but she's since been picked up again on our warrant. So the way that works, so Carlisle's still there on Idaho charges, so when he's completed that, we'll get him over here. And France is she's fighting her extradition back to Wyoming, so we have to go through that process, so sometimes that takes a little bit. We're in contact with the jail and the courts over there, so when that process is done, then we'll go pick her up, and then she'll start the process here with the charges here in Lincoln County.
Are you expecting that to be weeks, months? I mean, what's your expectation?
Weeks, yeah. Right. I think we're getting close to where we're going to go pick her up. So,
okay.
So she's been in custody a couple weeks. But if they, you know, they can draw that out and make that last a little longer. But ultimately, we'll get her back here.
And the same with Carlisle. Will he be in Idaho for a while on those other charges?
He's likely to be there on the local charges, and then as soon as they're done with him, then they'll call us and it'll go through the same process. Either he'll waive extradition or we'll have to go through that process and through the courts and get a governor's warrant and go get him.
Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning. So they hit quite a number of units, yeah. Right? Do you know the number off the top of your head? How many units were hit?
I don't. I want to say over 10 in Lincoln County, but there was also some in Teton and Jackson, town of Jackson. And I want to say it was either Sublet or Teton, Idaho, that there was also some victims there.
Okay, and so a lot of items and property being taken, and you're still trying to find owners of some of that.
We had to get a cargo trailer to recover all the property. There was so much it wasn't going to fit in the deputy's truck, so we took a trailer over, inventoried all that property. We've returned some of that. We still have some that we're looking for victims, and if that's all right, I'll share some of that stuff so somebody know. We fully expect to have more burglaries reported. Some people just haven't figured it out yet, and so there's a variety of tools, outdoor gear, some stereo and DJ equipment, something that's a little unique. We usually don't get too specific about this stuff, but there's an old accordion, which somebody will figure out is missing at some point that we have. It's probably their grandparents or something. That's the reason I say that is because I have an accordion that I don't know how to play, and it was my grandma's, so I still have it, but it doesn't get a lot of use. But anyway, an accordion, a drone, some things like that we still have that we believe are were taken in burglaries that haven't been reported yet.
Okay, so you're encouraging people then check your units, and if you see anything missing, to reach out.
Yep. Let us know at the sheriff's office if you discover that you've had a storage unit or, you know, an outbuilding or any other type of theft that occurred at your property. And we may have the things that were taken. We may have those items in our inventory.
So, Sheriff, you feel confident these were the only two people involved?
Yeah. We don't have any indication that there was anybody else involved specifically in the burglaries.
All right. Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio. Anything else on this case you'd like to mention today?
Nope. I think that's it. We'll see the process through when we get him back here from Idaho.
Great deal. Shout out to your investigators for putting all the dots together.
It doesn't happen easily. It takes a lot of work with search warrants and a lot of stuff behind the scenes went into this before we ever got to that point where we could write some search warrants and get Idaho's help to serve those. So yeah, they did a good job.
Sheriff, anything else happening within the department you'd like to mention today?
Just the check on your neighbors in this cold weather and your loved ones, make sure they're surviving and be careful out on the roads. You don't want to, you know, it recognize that with the deputies, they get stuck on a traffic accident and the people involved are out there and maybe a disabled vehicle. It doesn't take long to get really cold. So
Right. Put
some extra items in your vehicle and to be prepared for that and drive careful.
It's Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning. It's the Weekday Wake Up on SBI Radio.